Elishu, Chelek Aleph, Kuf, Nun, Ches. This is the ninth chapter. Me'ata, shezachinu levchin badas. Now that we have a grasp of das, shimidas yedi'as bekinyan etzmi badam. That's the midah of self-knowledge, and thereby, so to speak, acquiring myself. Einanu ela lisbonin be'atzmeinu. What we need to do is to peer into ourselves. La'das es ashev levavenu. Use das and to know what is inside. As we said, an objective, dispassionate view of oneself, a conscious assessment of oneself. Ka'amur b'mavon le'marach hazeh, we said in introduction to this set of essays, anu manichim shechavaya shel yedi'as atzmoi kadma lechol mi sheasek bedvarim mavoyim b'sha'a zeh. We assume, the author then said, that the experience of self-knowledge preceded involvement in this section of the book. He said that stands before the previous part of the Sefer, and this part, there was no guidance for it, a person had to just experience it. Ulam hanichnas lichlal das, entering into the realm of das means, einu mistapek b'chaviyah chad pamis, that one is not satisfied with a once-off experience. Veshuv uchuzer alisponimus batzmoy. This is a person who's prepared to gaze at himself and scrutinize himself again and again. Ein oid miktzoa batirav, there's no other section, discipline, if you wish, in Torah. Shataus metzuya b'kolkach, where mistakes are so common, k'moy b'ilachois deois, like in these halachois, b'di'asa midois, to know the midois, v'kvi'a shi'um, and to determine the correct shi'ur to be used. B'chol mitzvois atirav, when it comes to physical mitzvois, zachinu l'shi'urim brurim, we have clarity in terms of the shi'ur. Ama, Tefach, Kazayis, Agudal, then it's much easier in the physical mitzvahs to know the correct shiur. Shiurei hamidois, when it comes to the midois, the correct amounts, teluyim bedaatri shel kol echad. They depend on the person's das, on his individuality and circumstances, I suppose. Ulam halachois, and there are some halachois, the Rambam guides us, in humility, to try and strive for the extreme. Memutza b'sha'ar midos, in other midos, the golden mean. The Rambam further says that misnehek b'mida b'inunis, a person who is misnehek with this mida in the golden mean, is called a chacham. Hanoyitzeh lekatzeh l'shem zihirus, one who tends towards the edge for the sake of zihirus, is called a chassid. But these are very vague in general. Veloy hashiurim levad, not only the shiurim are difficult, el hamidois atzman kashe likbo'a. Even the midois are difficult to understand and ascertain clearly. For example, chiyuch al pnei adam likas zulasoy. When a person smiles towards another, hayim omabia chesed, is it an expression of chesed, that smile? Or chanifa, is it a form of flattery? Tuv lev, an expression of good-heartedness? Or mirma, is it deceptive? Yesh v'kashe lanu l'akir midois. Sometimes it's just difficult to recognize negative midois. Ki rak chut ha-se'ara mavdir b'tov l'ra. It's a hair's breadth that distinguishes good from bad. V'anu notim ladun atzmenu l'izchus. We have a tendency to judge ourselves favorably. Yesh, sometimes, v'kashe kiflaim l'akir midois tovos b'atzmenu. Sometimes it's twice as difficult to recognize good midois within ourselves as opposed to bad midois. Bar das she'enu machzik atzmo le'malach. Bar das, a person with a cop who doesn't hold himself to be a malach, matzliach od le'avchin b'likuyei nefesho, will succeed, will manage to discern shortcomings in his nefesh. Ba'ashem murgashim ete b'chol she'eseim, because we feel them throughout the day. We feel our shortcomings. Be'emes, so ve'ilu midois tovois, with midois tovois and tzinuois v'dakois, he said, the more private and the more subtle, v'darush iyun ma'amik kedei l'avchin b'hen. I skipped a line over here. Let me go back there. Matzliachu l'avchin b'likuyei nafshei. Bardas, we said, manages to discern his shortcomings, but he nil'eh b'mtzom alosav ativiyos. He sometimes finds it difficult to find his natural talents. Be'emes yosek kal adas likuyei nafesh. In truth, it is easier to know one's shortcomings, because we sense them throughout the day. Midois tovois are more modest, more discreet, more subtle. One needs analysis in order to discern. One needs to think about it carefully to sense them. Vegam oinish yesh badavar. There's a payback for this. Kama anu notim legalos likuyim etzel acherim. Our tendency generally is to discover shortcomings in others, to see the negative in others. How quickly we judge others not favorably. And the oinish is associated. It comes, we pay a price for that. When we then try to analyze ourselves, out of habit to find shortcomings, out of habit in seeing others the negative, and we find it difficult to find within ourselves then a spot within our nefesh that is completely clean of any self-interest. Next point. Ruba shel Torah Samides nish'ar begeder Torah shebe'al peh. The majority of this Torah has remained oral. It's interesting that in the second volume, the author makes in the beginning the point that be'ameinu, many more people learn Kabbalah than Torah Samides, which is a bitter gelechte. It's a terrible thing. And he was writing this several decades ago. Kabbalah is far more out there, more accessible than Torah Samides. The majority of it is hidden and unknown. Oid yeser, even more. Hu nishar Torah shebalev v'Torah shebe'ein. It's a hidden Torah, kedivei Rashi, like Rashi in the introduction we cited for this shar. V'da es asher bilevavcha kfir reus einecha. Know yourself. Mikol makom, nonetheless, yediois yesoidiois anu chayvim erkoish misifrei Rabbeinu HaRishonim HaAchronim. The basic, certain basic fundamentals that we need to acquire from the classic Sforim. Noisaf ale yediois shanu shavim. In addition to the knowledge that we gain, that we draw, milimud Tanakh ufirushav limud Ashas, from learning Tanakh and the Perushim and Shas. So the basic bibliography over here is as follows. B'miyuchad nechutzel matatenu ha-bekius b'sfarim ele. So especially necessary for our objectives is bekius in the following sforim. Hilchois de'ois l'Rambam. So that's just a few chapters in Hilchois de'ois. V'ashemona prakim, which is normally characterized as the introduction to Pekei Avos. The author of this is Ba'im Mevayer HaRambam es pesakav b'Hilchois de'ois pek alef perek beis. That I think is already a chiddush, an insight of the author. That in Shmona Prakim, which as I said, we normally present it as the introduction to Pekei Avos, the Rambam is in fact clarifying his Piskei Halacha in Hilchos De'ois in the first two chapters. Secondly, Sefer Chovos Alev Avos. Thirdly, Sefer Sha'arei Teshuvah Uferush Al Mishlei L'Rabbeinu Yonazal. And fourthly, Sefer Oyer Yisrael L'Agi Blazer Zal, the Talmid of Rabbi Yisrael Misalant. Next point. Bistakleinu Be'atzmenu, when we examine ourselves, Aleinu l'rishona, the first thing we have to do is lis aleim miyediosenu asher uvois misferim. To first of all ignore the knowledge that we drew from books, which is interesting, following on the previous paragraph. In particular, says the author, ein lemaher ladbik sheimois letofois nefshes. We should not hurry to affix a label to psychological phenomena. And it's especially prevalent be'ameinu because it's just space is full of these labels everywhere, these names for certain phenomena and whatever. So also forget it. Don't try to label anything you find within yourself. And he explains why. B'chdei levarer she'la b'halacha, as an analogy, in order to clarify some sort of doubt in halacha, tzarich lios lamdan, one has to be first of all skilled. V'ragil be'amala shel tera, one has to have experience, kedei limtzei es ha-saif ha-matim b'shulhan aruch, if the item happens to be in Shulhan Aruch, to find the correct section. Ulam, however, we all know, bli shimush memushach, without extensive personal contact with an expert, lo yuchal gam lamdan muflag lifsok halacha. Even a very accomplished lamdan will not be able to pass an halacha bilchois treifois or bishalois nashim. In certain halachois, it requires this personal contact, like treifois or shalois of nida. It's not shaykh bichlal. He can be very accomplished. It won't help. So that's in regular halacha. קשה כפליים הוא, so now as an analogy, we understand it's twice as difficult. להתאים מה שנאמר בספרים על מידויס, to take things that one reads in ספרים about מידויס, אל מה שאנו מבחינים בעצמנו, and then to apply it to what we've learned about ourselves. לעתים מפריעויס לנו ידיעויס מוקדמויס שרחשו בספרים. Sometimes it can be disruptive. Knowledge that one gains from books can actually interrupt one's process of self-discovery. בגישתנו לאדם החיים, when we're talking about a living person. And therefore, what one should do is as follows. עלינו להשחקויס על עצמנו זמן רב. We have to follow, like a detective, you know, we have to follow ourselves for a long time. ולסבוננו בחשבוניס הרבים המעסיקים מחשביסינו בלי הרב. And to reflect on the processes, the numerous, literally calculations, processes that occupy our thoughts endlessly. יום ולילה, day and night, בהקיצו בשינה, when one's awake and when he's sleeping, ביודעים ולא יודעים, consciously, non-consciously, to follow that, and as we said above, objectively, to try to rise above oneself and ask, what do I think about? ייתכן, it's quite possible, he says, שאדם יודע עצמו ידיעה עמוקה ומתיס, that a person will know himself well, he'll have knowledge about himself that is deep and true, אף אם הוא מסקשה עוד לקרוא שמוס למידויס, without the ability to be able to append labels to his midois. He'll have difficulty in calling it a particular thing, but he has a good intuitive understanding. ידיעה פנימית is that understanding of himself, that inner ידיעה, here עיקר, that's the עיקר, that's what we're striving for. לא הדבקה שמוס, not to give it names, not to give it labels. רק ברוויס הזמן, it's only after much time, נחרץ משפטן של מידויסנו, we can then declare what the מידויסה, לקבוע עליהן שמויס, we can give them שמויס, if it so pleases you, that's not the עיקר. ורק אחרי ההסבוננוס המרובה, only after much reflection, והממושחוס בעצמנו, and after much reflection upon ourselves, only then נשתמש בידיעויס שלקחנו מהספרים, can we use knowledge that we acquired from ספרים, להשוויס, to compare that with what's within oneself, להעמיק, to delve deeper, ולקבוע שם. And again, if one wishes to determine a label, to affix a label to that midah. עד כאן.